And yesterday morning, our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan was filling us in on reports from Bloomberg News of a big job-cutting plan at Intel. Now, Intel employs nearly 5,000 people here. They've since confirmed those reports, and Brian is back to fill us in on the latest. Brian, what are Intel saying about this cost-cutting plan across the corporation?
Well, only last night Intel announced what it described as a disappointing set of financial results for the second quarter of the year. Now, it had revenues of $12.8 billion, but this was down by 1% compared to last year and lower than analysts had forecast. The company said it would be suspending the payout of dividends and embarking on a $10 billion cost-saving plan. Now, that will result in around 15,000 job cuts, the equivalent of 15% of the company's workforce, and the majority of these cuts we expect to be implemented by the end of this year. So what has gone wrong for Intel? Well, look, we spoke about this yesterday, and I think we can sum it up in two letters: AI, artificial intelligence. Intel is still seen as this huge player when it comes to making chips for personal computers and servers, but it has struggled to keep up with that fast-moving demand for chips used in artificial intelligence. And we see other competitors like NVIDIA and AMD. They've moved ahead in this market when it comes to AI. Now, in a message to staff last night, the Intel CEO, Pat Gelsinger, said that revenues had not grown as expected and the company had yet to benefit from trends like AI. He said costs were too high, margins were too low. He said it was painful news to share. He described the day as incredibly hard, difficult, tough. He said he was now making some of the most consequential changes in Intel's history. These decisions have challenged me to my core, the CEO said, and it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my career.
Now, Intel's one of the largest employers in Ireland, 4,900 jobs here. So what does a 15% of the workforce going mean for those Irish workers?
Yeah, as you say, a huge employer here in Ireland. The company has not yet given a regional breakdown of where these job cuts will happen. A spokesperson for Intel Ireland said at this time they would not be commenting any further beyond what was contained in last night's announcement. As you say, a big number, 4,900 people, the bulk of them employed at this extensive campus that it has in Leixlip, County Kildare. And look, if you were to take that 15% cut and apply it directly to that Irish workforce number, you'd come up with a number of more than 730 job losses, which would of course be a huge jobs blow to the country. However, we can't do that because we just don't know at this stage what level of cuts will be implemented here. Now, we do know from the CEO's statement last night, he said that next week Intel would announce a company-wide enhanced retirement offering for eligible employees. They would also open an application program for voluntary departures. Now, we have some history here of how these global job cuts are applied in Ireland, because back in October 2022, Intel announced a major cost-cutting plan that resulted in about 7,000 global redundancies, and Ireland was not immune from that cost-cutting plan. There was about 130 redundancies here in Ireland, pay cuts for senior managers, and offers of voluntary unpaid time off to a big portion of its Irish workforce.
And I mean, this in a way is the nature of tech industries, isn't it? It can go brilliantly and then there can be a cutback and then it can grow again. The Intel operation here, can we take some comfort from the fact that they've invested heavily in Leixlip, in that facility there, in recent years?
Absolutely. There's no denying we're central to their global operations. And we spoke about this yesterday, this latest manufacturing facility that had opened at its Leixlip plant. It's called Fab 34, part of a 17 billion euro investment. It doubled Intel's manufacturing space in Ireland. We had this big official opening ceremony there in October last year. It was attended by the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the CEO of Intel, the aforementioned Pat Gelsinger. Now, I got a chance to interview the CEO on that occasion. He spoke very warmly about Ireland. He said that Intel loves Ireland, how they'd been here for 30 years. But he did say at the time that Ireland would have to compete with other countries from now on when it comes to securing future investments from Intel. Now, in June of this year, Intel announced an interesting financial move that people hadn't heard of before, and it involved the sale of a 49% stake in a joint venture that was linked to this new Fab 34 manufacturing facility in Leixlip. It released 10 billion euro in funding for Intel. And the deal at the time was designed to allow Intel to access capital so it could invest in other parts of its global operations. Now, under the agreement, Intel retains ownership of that plant out in Leixlip, but the deal does allow it to unlock and redeploy money to other parts of the business. So look, as we said, there's no denying the Irish operation is a huge central part of Intel's global operations, but nonetheless, we probably won't be immune on some level from these job cuts, and no doubt a nervous, nervous time today out in Leixlip, County Kildare, for those 4,900 employees as they wait to hear how this will impact on them.
Brian, thank you for that. That's our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.